What's the difference between an underarm antiperspirant and a deodorant? In 1984, the Gillette Company launched one of the most successful advertising campaigns ever created, making its Dry Idea antiperspirant a household name. Using famous celebrities, including a fashion designer, actress, comedian, and NFL football head coach, each advertisement featured an individual who shared three pieces of advice with their audience, each one starting with the word never. The first two neverisms were each related to the celebrity's profession, but the third one was always the same. It was a tagline created just for Gillette's Dry Idea marketing. Never let them see you sweat. Sweat happens. The average adult makes between 1/2 and 1.5 liters of sweat every day. Sweat is created inside special glands called sweat glands and delivered to your skin through tiny tubes called sweat ducts. Humans have two types of sweat glands: eccrine glands that are active from birth and apocrine glands, which don't become active until puberty. The sweat from eccrine glands is odorous and nearly 100% water, while apocrine glands secrete a thicker, oily substance with a musky scent. Sweat glands are concentrated in certain areas, including your forehead, temples, armpits, the palms of your hands, and the soles of your feet. We have far more eccrine sweat glands than the scent-producing apocrine glands, but either type of sweat can be triggered by excessive body temperature or the stress of anxiety, fear, or pain. Although the sweat from your eccrine glands is odorless when it's secreted, it creates an odor when the bacteria that live on your skin digest it. Eccrine sweat also makes the smellier sweat from your apocrine glands more noticeable. There are four ways you can combat the body odor and wetness created by sweating. The first way is by using good hygiene by showering and bathing regularly. This removes both types of sweat deposited on your skin before it can be digested by bacteria, and also reduces the number of bacteria on your skin available to consume it. You can block perspiration from landing on your skin by applying an antiperspirant product to the areas that have the most sweat glands, like your underarms. You can also prevent the development of body odor from sweat by applying an antimicrobial to inhibit the bacteria breaking down any sweat on your skin, or by using a fragrance to offset body odor. All topical antiperspirants are compounds called astringents. When applied to the skin, astringents cause proteins on your skin cells to clump up. This clumping action blocks your sweat ducts, keeping your skin more dry. Astringents also work as antimicrobials by interfering with the bacteria living on your skin. All antiperspirants also act as deodorants. Most antiperspirants contain the salts of aluminum, either alone or in combination with zinc. The most popular antiperspirants keep skin dry without caking or flaking off, without damaging fabrics or causing skin irritation. The most common antiperspirant ingredients used today are aluminum zirconium, aluminum chloride, and aluminum sulfate, which is also called alum. Because of the increased concentration of aluminum in the brains of people with Alzheimer's dementia, there is concern that daily use of antiperspirants containing aluminum could increase your risk of developing Alzheimer's. You can minimize your exposure to aluminum by using a deodorant-only product or a natural antiperspirant that does not contain alum or any aluminum salts. Underarm deodorants without antiperspirants are antimicrobial compounds, which are capable of interfering with the digestion of sweat by bacteria on your skin. Benzalkonium chloride and vitamin E are the most common antimicrobials used in underarm deodorants. Benzalkonium chloride is a mild astringent and antimicrobial agent, widely used in products used on the skin and mucous membranes. It's also a preservative commonly used in contact lens solutions and non-prescription eye drops. Here are three tips for choosing an underarm antiperspirant or deodorant. Number one, choose between an antiperspirant deodorant combination or a deodorant-only product. I use mostly a deodorant-only product. While antiperspirants will keep my armpits dry, that sometimes backfires on me, causing my entire back to sweat instead, sometimes becoming totally soaked in sweat. Number two, make your choice based on what scent you like, not by your gender. The strength and chemical composition of underarm antiperspirant and deodorant products are identical for those marketed for men and women. The only difference between them is the fragrance that they use. And some of those could be marketed to women as well as men. For example, I like the fresh scented ones, and they are often marketed for men, versus the more sweeter, more floral fragrances, which tend to be those that are marketed to women. Number three, there are more potent antiperspirant products that are available without a prescription. Aluminum zirconium is considered a clinical strength antiperspirant product if it has a 20% concentration instead of the typical 15% concentration. Another option for something stronger is a non-prescription product, Drysol, which includes 20% aluminum chloride hexahydrate in a concentrated ethyl alcohol formulation. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.